Hello, 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 Ken Mills.
Hi, Dan. And good to see you on such a nice night as this. A little cloudy, and we're looking for the possibility of some rain shower activity, but it was a warm and overall fairly pleasant day today in the WCCO-FM listening area. The Twin City Radar and Precipitation Summary shows that a line of rain showers is moving across western and southwestern Minnesota and northern Iowa tonight at 7:45 when this report was written. Most of the showers were west and southwest of a line from near Alexandria to just west of Mason City. Now, the movement of this line was about 25 to 30 miles per hour, which would at this time put it, at least 100 miles to the west of the Twin City vicinity. Taking a look at the forecast for Rochester and vicinity tonight and Saturday through Sunday, considerable cloudiness with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, and showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday and Saturday night, chance of rain on Sunday, mild tonight and Saturday, but turning cooler on Saturday night and Sunday, low tonight 59, high Saturday near 80, and then Sunday near 74 degrees for the Rochester vicinity. Chance of measurable precipitation for Rochester, 40% after midnight, 70% Saturday, and 60% Saturday night. 69 and cloudy at Rochester. Twin City forecast, considerable cloudiness with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. The showers and thunderstorms will be likely Saturday and Saturday night. Chance of rain again on Sunday. Mild tonight and Saturday, and cooler Saturday night and Sunday. The low tonight for the Twin City vicinity at 58, high Saturday at 78. And Saturday night, the low at 48, Sunday 65 for the high. Chance of measurable precipitation 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. So the entire WCCO-FM listening area, if not receiving rain at the present time, will be receiving rain within the next 24 hours. Twin Cities now 76 degrees with a cloudy sky from WCCO-FM. Laid-back tunes there. Magnolia by J.J. Cale from Naturally, and the Eagles from On the Border, their new album, The Best of My Love. I'm Ken Mills from WCCO-FM, and I'll be here until 1 a.m. tonight. And it's going to be really a mellow, laid-back night, I think, tonight. Friday night, and kind of cloudy. We're good possibility of seeing showers later over the entire WCCO-FM listening area. We'll keep you up to date on the weather. Tim Russell will be at the Northeast Tee and Arm Wrestling Championship tomorrow beginning at 1 p.m. The event will be held at the Northeast State Bank and we'll be broadcasting highlights from that event. It's 76 with cloudy skies in the Twin Cities, and here's a cut from the new album by Herbie Mann. From the Live at Village Gate album, WCCO-FM with Ken Mills, and the theater Sunday night at 9:30 will be The Voyage of Scarlet Queen. Say, if you're interested in what's happening in the local music scene, you'll probably be interested to know that Dave Ray and Tony Glover of the former local blues group, Corner Ray and Glover, Spider John, and Little Son, will be given two concerts this coming Sunday night at the Walker Arts Center. The concerts will be at 7 and 10 p.m. in the Arts Center Auditorium. Admission to the concerts is $2 at the door. Now, this is at the Walker Arts Center Auditorium, which is a pretty good hall. The nice sound, and it should be a nice concert by Dave Ray and Tony Glover. Dave Snaker Ray and Tony Little Son Glover. And while we're talking about Dave and Tony, there's an album out of live recordings from 1963 and 64 at the St. Olaf Folk Festival. It's out on a Twin City label called Mill City Records. If you're interested in Corner Ray and Glover and the local music scene, you might look for this record. It's called Good Old Corner Ray and Glover. Let's listen to a cut from what Dave Ray and Tony Glover were doing 10 years ago. Corner Ray and Glover recorded live at the St. Olaf Folk Festival's 1963-64 on Mill City Records. 832 WCCO FM, and I'm Ken Mills. A huge leak in a chemical tank has spread what officials call an acid mist over Chicago's south side and adjoining suburbs. One official says the mist could be dangerous to children and persons with respiratory ailments. President Nixon is at his Camp David retreat in the Maryland Mountains for the weekend. The president is reviewing transcripts of White House tapes subpoenaed by the House Judiciary Committee. Vice President Gerald Ford said today that the nation can expect a rash of costly social programs if the Democrats win big in this year's congressional elections. The government reports that the nation's balance of trade dipped into the red last month for the first time in 9 months. Regional sports, the Minnesota Fighting Saints have grown to like the hurry-up-and-wait schedule in their WHA playoff series against Houston, a series that the Saints now lead 2-1. The next game is at the St. Paul Civic Center Sunday night, but the two teams will hop onto a plane Monday morning and fly to Houston for the next game on Monday night. Speaking of the Saints, a mystery group of new owners of the Minnesota Fighting Saints hockey team was unveiled today by club president Wayne Belisle. They are members of the socially prominent Forbes and Irvine families of the St. Paul area. The families are related through marriage and were involved in the founding of the 3M company. And in other sports, the Minnesota Vikings punter Mike Eisheid says a change in the National Football League rules designed to eliminate fair catches may create a monster in another sense. He says the new rule, which keeps a kicking team back of the line of scrimmage until the ball has been booted, could force punters to kick the ball out of bounds, ruling out a run back altogether. Region will expect considerable cloudiness with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Showers and thunderstorms are also likely in the WCCO-FM listening area Saturday and Saturday night. Chance of rain on Sunday and mild temperatures with a bit cooler weather expected Saturday night and Sunday. Tonight's low 58. Twin Cities can expect tomorrow 78, and a chance of precipitation, and this is good for the entire WCCO-FM listening area, 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, and 60% Saturday night. And that should be in the form of showers and thundershowers. The last radar report showed that there was a line of showers that ran from Mason City to Alexandria, and that was about 1 hour ago right now. And this storm front was generally moving towards the east at 25 to 30 miles per hour. And so folks in the Wilmer area should be experiencing rain now, and the Twin City vicinity will see rain later tonight from this. Cloudy skies now, 76 degrees at WCCO-FM. Thank you. dirty work done by Ian Matthews, right. I was thinking Steely Dan for a second. Steely Dan, Dan Fagan and a friend from Steely Dan were the people who wrote that song. But Ian Matthews does that on his album. Someday You Eat the Bear and Someday the Bear Eats You. And before that, the Marshall Tucker Band and Mr. Can't You See. Epic recording artist John Hiatt will visit tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. Hiatt's in town and he's appearing tonight at the Whole Coffee House. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Whole Coffee House is in the Kauffman Union at the University of Minnesota. John will be talking about his album Hanging Around the Observatory and other things when he stops tomorrow at 5. Listen for that. Cloudy skies, 76 degrees in the Twin Cities. Army researchers at Natick, Massachusetts, say they have developed a process that could turn various materials into cheap auto fuel. This includes such materials as cow manure, table scraps, and trees. The resulting fuel would be ethanol that could be blended with gasoline for use in cars. There was a proposal the other day that corn alcohol could also be combined with gasoline in a 90-10 or 80-20 kind of mixture. Be a lot of knocking, I suppose, with that, but the vehicles would run nonetheless. The manager of the pollution abatement program at the U.S. Army Laboratory and Natick, Lee Spanos, says the process is technologically feasible and practical on a large scale by 1980.
Good friends, good times, and grain belt beer. The best things in life are here. Where the trees are green and the air is clean and the water's clear. The best things in life are here.
The old friends are the best friends to always have near.
And grain belt is one good friend of the beer. Good friends, good times, and grain belt beer. The best things in life are here.
Grain belt beer. Brewed from perfect brewing water. Water from diamond wells deep inside the earth. That's what makes Grain Belt the premium beer.
Good friends, good times, and Grain Belt beer. The best things in life are here.
This is Michael Murphy. From the new album by Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy has changed labels. He's now with Epic Records. He was with A&M for a couple of albums. If you don't know much about Michael Murphy, he's a person that I've followed since his first album on A&M. He's originally from Texas. He's originally from the vicinity of Lubbock, Amarillo, northwest Texas, and was around in that area for quite a period of time. Went out to California, wrote a lot of songs for Screen Gems and some of the companies, wrote some top 40 hits. I'm blanking right now as any one that he wrote, but he wrote on a couple of the songs that the Monkees did and some other people like that. And the changes that have found all of us have found Michael, and he has gravitated back to where he feels the center of the universe is, and that's Austin, Texas. And he's back there being the cosmic cowboy, is the way that he's billed. And a whole group of people are down there, and I guess they have quite a scene. A lot of local music and local things that are happening down there. In some ways, kind of like the Twin Cities vicinity. And let's hear another cut off his new album. As long as we're talking about Michael Murphy, we heard Southwestern Pilgrimage. Let's hear Rye by the Sea. by Michael Murphy from WCCO-FM. That's from his first album. It's 4 before 9 at WCCO-FM. Listen to Tim Russell and Paul Stagg weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on WCCO-FM. Let's keep with the Cosmic Cowboys for one more before news. Here's the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Ozark Mountain Daredevils, also known as the Cosmic Corn Cobs, at 9 o'clock on WCCO-FM from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll have complete weather word after the news. Here's a news item that I noticed on the AP wire tonight. If this file is under the wide, wide world of people, oh, what these human beings are doing here. A tavern owner and bartender in Kiel, West Germany, have been charged with illegal glorification of Nazi symbols after a celebration of Adolf Hitler's birthday in a bar. The party was attended or held on the North Sea island of Sylt, and the 50 persons attending wore Nazi uniforms and ate hamburgers decorated with mustard and ketchup swastikas. My goodness. Anyway, we'll have a complete weather word. No comment. We'll have a complete weather word after the news from WCCO-FM's Bill Bishel.
This weekend may be one of the most crucial in President Nixon's efforts to keep afloat in the Watergate storm of criticism and the calls for his impeachment. He'll spend the weekend at Camp David reviewing the transcripts of 36 of the 42 subpoenaed tapes before handing them over to the House Judiciary Committee. Nixon arrived at the Maryland Mountaintop Retreat this evening by helicopter from Washington. White House statements today indicate that Nixon has not ruled out the possibility that he could still surrender the actual tapes, but it looks more like the transcripts instead of the recordings will be turned over to the impeachment inquiry. The Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed the actual tapes, and Chairman Peter Rodino says anything less than that will be unacceptable. Nixon is ready to head off any criticism. His speechwriters are preparing a white paper to be made public at the same time the transcripts are sent to the Judiciary Committee, and the president is considering a broadcast address to the nation. White House advisor Dean Burch said today that Nixon will be exonerated when he presents the committee with what the presidential aide calls compelling and persuasive evidence. Burch told the Republican National Committee that the end of Watergate is in sight. The trial of California Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke has been continued, and newsman Bill McCluskey says the delay comes unexpectedly.
A federal judge in Washington has granted a surprise request and postponed the trial of California Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke until after June 7th, the day of the California primary elections. Earlier, Reinecke, who's running for governor, had indicated he wanted the trial held before the primary, so the matter of his alleged lying about the ITT affair would be over with by the time of the primaries. At a brief meeting in Judge Barrington Parker's chambers, the prosecutor did not protest the request for a delay. He said he was ready to go to court at any time, including right now. Bill McCluskey, Washington.
A 5th District Republican convention in Minneapolis tonight kicks off a weekend of political action in Minnesota. Scheduled tomorrow are both DFL and GOP conventions in the 3rd District, the Republican convention in the 2nd, and the GOP session in the 7th District. 7th District DFLers convene Sunday in Fergus Falls to endorse Congressman Robert Berglund for a third term. Chief political interest centers on the GOP 2nd District Convention tomorrow in Austin, where there are four contenders to succeed retiring Congressman Anchor Nelson. WCCO-FM newsman Mark Johnson will cover that convention for us tomorrow. A leak in the 500,000-gallon chemical tank has spread what officials call an acid mist over much of Chicago's south side and adjoining suburbs this evening. One scientist says the mist, a blue chemical identified as silicon tetrachloride, could be dangerous and even cause death to persons with respiratory ailments. Carl Franson, an engineer with the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, says authorities are now trying to stop that leak.
All the authorities are there, from the police, the fire department, the EPA, Metropolitan Sanitary District, Coast Guard's been there. They are having difficulty patching the leak. The company has imported experts from their plant in Tuscola, Illinois. Right now, their best advice is to try to inhibit the leak, but not seal it, and then to empty the tank by pumping it out.
Residents a mile and a half from the plant were experiencing choking sensations and respiratory problems. Authorities are evacuating a housing complex with 30,000 people. Minnesota's March unemployment rate matched the national figure of 5.1%. State Employment Services Commissioner Emmett Cushing said Minnesota's unemployment rate went down 0.2% from February, but was up 0.4% from a year ago. Translated to numbers, 106,200 persons were unemployed in Minnesota in March. Cushing said the automotive and transportation equipment industries lost the most employees. Minnesota's Assistant Commissioner for Employment, Don Buckner, says that the employment picture for spring graduates will be about normal and better than in many states. Buckner talked with us about the effect the energy crisis is having on employment.
Oh, I believe that probably this summer's market will probably be much the same as it was last year. There's really not much way of telling what the energy crisis situation, what impact that might have, although it's easing up somewhat. I'm sure it did have somewhat of a long-range impact on certain industries.
Assistant Commissioner for Employment Don Buckner. It finally happened. Morey's has lost its standing as one of the few remaining all-male social haunts at Yale. Morey's trustees voted today to admit 81 women to the 112-year-old eating club. Ken?
Thank you, Bill. Rain showers were occurring over west central and into south central Minnesota and portions of north central Iowa in a 75-mile wide band from Fergus Falls. It says here from Fergus Falls Falls to near Mason City, Iowa. A small area of showers was occurring over the Brainerd area also. The area of precipitation is generally moving to the north-northeast at about 25 to 30 miles per hour. The Twin Cities may see some of this shower activity before sunrise. And the forecast for Rochester and vicinity tonight, Saturday and Sunday. Considerable cloudiness with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday and Saturday night with a chance of rain also on Sunday. Mild tonight and Saturday, but then cooler Saturday night and Sunday. Low tonight near 60 and high Saturday near 80 for Rochester. Now 66 and cloudy at Rochester. The Twin Cities can expect considerable cloudiness the remainder of tonight with a chance of showers or thundershowers by late in the night. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Saturday and Saturday night with a chance of rain. Then on Sunday, mild tonight and Saturday, colder Saturday night and Sunday. The low the remainder of tonight, 58, high Saturday, 78. Probability of measurable precipitation, 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. Twin Cities now have a cloudy sky. Wind south at 13 miles per hour. Temperature 74 degrees. It's news and weather from WCCO-FM. I'm Ken Mills. Good evening. It's 9:07.
Something in the way as you move attracts me like no other love.
Joe Cocker from WCCO-FM. Here's a Linda Ronstadt tune for you. John David Suther's Fast One. This is Just Around the Bend, done by Brian Auger in the Oblivion Express from WCCO-FM. 924, this is WCCO-FM, cloudy and 74 degrees in the Twin Cities. Tim Russell will be at the Northeast Tee and Arm Wrestling Championship tomorrow beginning at 1. Live highlights will be broadcast here from the Arm Wrestling Championships, or of the Arm Wrestling Championships, so listen tomorrow for that. Here's another event going on. The Coffee House Extempore is celebrating its 10th anniversary this week with some special events. Wednesday night, they'll be hosting your favorite performers throughout the night. There will be no charge at the door, 10 cents for apple cider and free birthday cake. That's at the Coffee House Extempore at 325 Cedar Avenue in Minneapolis. One more reminder, guests Wednesday at 10 a.m. with Paul Stagg, Gloria Johnson, and Carol Robertson on behalf of Friends of the Children of Vietnam. Here's a song from Todd Rundgren. Just a grand floon anyway. That's Todd Rundgren, and before that we heard another Todd Rundgren song from the album Todd. 930 WCCO-FM from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Checking news headlines, President Nixon is reportedly considering an address to the nation Monday, the day preceding the House Judiciary Committee's deadline for his response to its subpoena. Nixon is spending the weekend at his presidential retreat at Camp David studying transcripts of some of the subpoenaed material. Baltimore County Executive Dale Anderson, who succeeded Spiro Agnew in the county job, resigned his post today before being sentenced next week on charges of conspiracy, extortion, and federal income tax evasion. A leak in a chemical tank has spread what is called as an acid mist over Chicago's south side, and an Illinois official warns that the tank might rupture, sending the mist over the heart of the city. I know that a lot of you probably have friends and relatives in the Chicago area. We'll keep on top of that story and let you know if there's any kind of bulletins, whatever. And the weather. Rain showers were occurring over west central and into south central Minnesota, portions of north central Iowa. 75-mile wide band from Fergus Falls to near Mason City, Iowa was the primary area of the showers. As indicated by these temperatures and sky conditions, Redwood Falls has rain in 68 and Alexandria rain showers in 65. Further to the west, Fargo and Grand Forks are both reporting thundershower activity in 65 degrees. And to the east of this area, generally cloudy or partly cloudy skies, but no precipitation. Duluth, partly cloudy and 50 degrees. And Rochester, cloudy, 66. Fair at St. Cloud in 60 at the present time. And La Crosse, fair in 68 tonight. Eau Claire is cloudy and still a warm 75. The forecast for Eau Claire in western Wisconsin, partly cloudy with a warming effect overnight and a chance of a thunderstorm. Low tonight, 55. Few periods of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 74. Twin City Metropolitan Forecast, considerable cloudiness the remainder of tonight with a chance of showers or thunderstorms by late tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday and Saturday night with a chance of rain on Sunday. The low tonight, 58. And Saturday's high, 78. Good chance of precipitation, 50% later tonight, 70% daytime Saturday, and 60% Saturday night. Now 74 with a cloudy sky in the Twin Cities from WCCO-FM. From the album Penguin, Cut His Magic Shadows, Night Watch. WCCO-FM, I'm Ken Mills. Harry Chapin couldn't make it tonight for the interview with Tom Ambrose due to a plane scheduling hassle, but Paul Stagg is at the Guthrie Theater where Chapin is appearing tonight, and he is taping an interview, and he may be over with it later tonight, or else it'll be on sometime next week, so listen for that Harry Chapin interview on WCCO-FM. If you're interested in our listener's newsletter, the special 6-page issue of the WCCO-FM newsletter will be out the second week in May. And if you're a new listener who has not received our newsletter, write and let us know. 74 in the Twin Cities with a cloudy sky, and here's a cut from the new album by Chase. Davies from the album UFO, preceded by Chase and cut Twinkles. 4 before 10 at WCCO-FM. Twin Cities have 74 degrees and a cloudy sky, and here's a song from the new album by Maggie Bell. Left Lonely, done by Maggie Bell. From WCCO-FM at 10 o'clock, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a temperature of 74. And with the news, WCCO-FM's Bill Bischel.
A leak in a huge chemical tank has spread what officials describe as a blue acid mist over much of Chicago's south side and adjoining suburbs. The fumes could be fatal to small children or persons with respiratory ailments. A residential area 2 miles from the leaking tank with a population of 30,000 is being evacuated tonight. Dave Alpert is on the scene in Chicago.
An evacuation continues here on the far south side of Chicago after a gas leak which began late this afternoon in an industrial area. The latest evacuation is in a large apartment complex which holds about 4,000 families. I've seen many of the people came out holding their mouths, choking. And several people had to be taken out by ambulance. They were completely overcome by the fumes of the gas in the air. I'm informed now that CTA, Chicago Transit Authority, buses are being moved in for a mass evacuation of several more buildings. And I've also been informed that 3 units of the Illinois National Guard have been activated to assist in this area, which has now been termed a disaster. Apparently, one of the main concerns of the police is to try to keep people out of the area. They've blocked off a major part of the expressway, and the whole immediate vicinity is completely surrounded by police cars, so nobody can get in. It's even hard for us reporters to get in. Dave Alpert, Chicago.
An Atomic Energy Commission internal report today says the AEC is unprepared to deal with the possibility that terrorists might steal nuclear weapons and fashion their own atomic bomb. The city of San Francisco says it will appeal a federal court ruling barring police from using a controversial stop-and-search tactic in their hunt for the zebra killer. Vice President Ford has cautioned against a temporary tax cut. He says it may have partisan political appeal but would feed the flames of inflation. White House officials say President Nixon is considering a broadcast address to the nation Monday. Tuesday is the deadline set by the House Judiciary Committee for the White House to turn over Watergate tapes subpoenaed for the committee's impeachment inquiry. Nixon flew to his Camp David, Maryland retreat this evening. He was accompanied by his wife and daughter, Patricia. He reportedly took with him the edited transcripts of 36 subpoenaed tapes for final review before they're turned over to the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. The White House says 6 of the subpoenaed tapes never existed. An Anoka County District Judge has taken a motion under advisement to move the trial of a man charged with kidnapping Mrs. Eunice Cronholm to Hennepin County. Attorneys for 35-year-old James Johnson said pretrial publicity has prejudiced the case in Anoka County. Johnson pleaded innocent to state kidnapping charges. He is charged with kidnapping Mrs. Cronholm from her Lino Lakes home March 15th. The trial has been set for May 14th, but Judge John Thurene is expected to rule on the change of venue motion next Monday. Frederick Helberg, the second of 3 men charged with kidnapping Mrs. Cronholm, pleaded guilty to the state charge. Both Helberg and Johnson are scheduled to appear in U.S. District Court in St. Paul Monday in connection with federal kidnapping charges. The Minneapolis City Council passed a resolution this morning to sue William Mavity, a former police officer, for failing to return to the police force after a city-financed leave of absence. The city contends that Mavity owes over $4,000 paid to him during his leave because, according to the suit, he agreed to return to the police force for at least 3 years after he completed his leave of absence in England in the Winston Churchill Fellowship Program. Mavity gave us his reaction to that suit.
I was surprised to hear of the council's action today. If it relates to a civil suit that was initiated by the Stenvig administration, I wonder why this matter, which has lain dormant for 4 years, has suddenly caught the council's attention. When I returned from England, I was not offered any contract to remain with the police department, nor was I asked to stay. It was made clear to me then that there was opposition to implementing the crime reduction programs that I had brought back. I was threatened with suspension and generally harassed about my return. I felt at that time that I could do more good for the city in terms of bringing about the implementation of crime control programs by taking the job offered me by the Metropolitan Council, where I was responsible and still am responsible for the administration of the federal grants programs to reduce crime and delinquency.
William Mavity announced his candidacy for the office of Hennepin County Sheriff last Wednesday. Circuit Court Judge Joseph Bottom cleared his courtroom today prior to the start of jury selection in the Custer trial at Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The incident came when American Indian Movement members and supporters refused to stand for Bottom's entrance to the courtroom. When the bailiff entered the courtroom and gave his customary all rise, an estimated 60 persons refused to stand. Bottom never entered the courtroom, remaining out of sight in his chambers. Several of the spectators were carried or dragged from the courtroom by officers. There was no violence or blows and no one was arrested. AIM leader Dennis Banks said, "We cannot, in good conscience, rise for Judge Bottom and to the racial injustice for which he stands." The courtroom incident followed yesterday's jailing of defense attorney Raymond Robidoux. He was found in contempt of court by Bottom for refusing to question prospective jurors in the Custer trial. Home run champion Hank Aaron broke another record tonight when he hit his 15th Major League Grand Slam homer in a game between Atlanta and Chicago. Aaron's homer gives the Braves a 7-3 lead in the seventh and moves him one ahead of Gil Hodges and Willie McCovey for the most Grand Slams hit in the National League. Led by a lady art connoisseur, a gang of armed thieves raided a millionaire's art collection and made off with a treasure of masterpieces valued at more than $19 million. The gang raided the Blessington, Ireland home of gold mining millionaire Sir Alfred Biet. Police say works by Goya, Rubens, and Vermeer are among the paintings stolen in a raid described by Dublin art experts as the biggest single art robbery in history. Authorities said the apparent leader of the five-member gang was an attractive woman with a French accent and an eye for art. She carefully selected the paintings to be taken. Police theorize that the artworks may be used as bait to trade for Irish Republican Army men jailed by the government. That's the 10 o'clock news. Bill Bishel, WCCO-FM News reporting.
In the weather forecast for St. Cloud and vicinity, increasing cloudiness tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorm activity later tonight. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night with a chance of rain again through Sunday. St. Cloud can expect a low tonight near 50 and a high Saturday near 74. Now St. Cloud has a fair sky and 60 degrees. And the Minneapolis Radar and Precipitation Summary shows that rain showers continue over portions of west and south central Minnesota into northern Iowa tonight in a 75-mile-wide band from Alexandria to Mason City and southwest of a line from near St. Cloud to Waseca to Austin, Minnesota. A report that we just had of fair skies at St. Cloud may not be totally accurate as this frontal system moves into the St. Cloud area. The precipitation area is moving generally towards the northeast at about 25 to 30 miles per hour, and there is no threatening weather out of this particular front. Twin City forecast considerable cloudiness the remainder of tonight with a chance of showers or thundershowers by late tonight. Showers and thunderstorms are likely again on Saturday night, and a chance of rain again on Sunday. Generally mild, low tonight 58, high Saturday 78. Chance of measurable precipitation 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. Cloudy skies now over the Twin Cities and 73 degrees from WCCO-FM.
Oh, she gave me more. have to explain it to me. I'm not sure what it means.
Jackson Browne, Ready or Not, WCCO-FM. It's 10:18 and 73 degrees under a cloudy skies. Boy, it sounds, it's still to me really a rush to say 73 degrees, because I think back not that long ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was sitting here saying, well, 24 degrees here in the Twin Cities and it's warming up tomorrow, going to go up to 30. That wasn't that long ago. It seems like winter has ended and summer is here. Hooray. It's all right with me. Tim Russell will be at the Northeast Tea and Arm Wrestling Championship tomorrow, beginning at 1 p.m. McAllister College will host the third annual Hispanic Week, which includes activities relating to the Spanish-speaking people. It's Monday, April 29th through Saturday, May 4th. The week will culminate in a special two-day conference and bilingual and bicultural education. Persons interested in receiving more information should call 647-6554.
I'm going back to Okefenokee and to the place where I was born. I'm going back to Okefenokee and to my love, so sweet and warm.
This is Tom Fogerty from his new fantasy album, Zephyr National. This album is on Fantasy Records and is available at Musicland stores, specially priced next week in the Twin Cities and St. Cloud. Tom Fogerty's new album, Zephyr National, will be featured on the New Sounds of Music program with Bill Bishop this Sunday night from 10 to midnight.
Let me tell you about money. Let me tell you about money.
Listen for the new Tom Fogerty album, Zephyr National, on Fantasy Records on Musicland's New Sounds in Music program this coming Sunday night from 10 to midnight on WCCO-FM. Doobie Brothers from the album The Captain and Me. 1028 WCCO-FM, where you hear theater Sunday night at 9:30, and this Sunday night it's A Voyage of the Scarlet Queen. Illinois Governor Dan Walker has called out the National Guard to help evacuate an area of Chicago where a chemical tank ruptured earlier in the evening, sending what was described as an acid mist over the far south side of the city and surrounding suburbs. At least 16 persons were reportedly overcome by the fumes. After 15 hours of deliberation, the Mitchell Stans jury recessed for the night without reaching a verdict. Deliberations in the conspiracy perjury case resume tomorrow. Cleveland police have arrested a suspect in today's sniper killing of a policeman, but officials refuse to identify the man. A Turkish appeals court today upheld the life sentences of three Americans convicted of smuggling hashish into Turkey last December. Rain showers continued over portions of west and south central Minnesota into northern Iowa tonight in a 75-mile-wide band from near Alexandria to Mason City. The southwest edge of the line is from near St. Cloud to Wasika in Austin, Minnesota. The area is generally moving towards the northeast at about 25 to 30 miles per hour. The entire WCCO-FM listening area can expect precipitation possibilities to be fairly high for the next 24 hours. Considerable cloudiness with the remainder of tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms by late in the night for the Twin Cities. Chance of rain on Sunday. Mild, generally. The low the remainder of tonight, 58, and the high Saturday, 78. Chance of measurable precipitation, 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. Twin Cities tonight have a cloudy sky. South wind at 15 miles per hour and 73 degrees from WCCO-FM. Here's a cut from a new album called Moonquake. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Rick Olson previews the St. Paul general election this Monday night at 6:30. He'll be talking about the mayoral, city council, and school board candidates. Listen for that broadcast. Cloudy, 73 in the Twin Cities, and this is from Kenny Loggins, Jim Messina on stage.
Being there is a strong need to be important and to know that somebody cares for you. We also need somebody to care for.
Cannonball Adderley presents Love, Sex, and the Zodiac, written and narrated by Rick Holmes. It's based on the concept that everybody is talking about or interested in, either astrology, love, or peace. This album will be featured Sunday night from 10 to midnight on Musicland's New Sounds in Music program with Bill Bischel.
You must have good things, and when you're hot, and when you're not, so let's get it on.
Okay, here's a cut from Tom Scott and the LA Express. Seven Bridges Road, done by Rita Coolidge from WCCO-FM, with Tom Scott and his L.A. Express before that, with a nice tune from that album, new one that they've got out. 11 o'clock now, WCCO-FM from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And here, with the news, is Bill Bischel.
A spokesman for Senator Edward Kennedy said tonight that the Massachusetts Democrat has not ruled out running for the presidency in 1976. On the other hand, News Secretary Dick Drain said he is not setting up a campaign organization. Yesterday in New York, Kennedy had been asked if he'll be making the run for the White House, and he replied, no. Pressed on the matter, he was asked, absolutely not, and the senator replied, that's right. Senate Watergate investigators believe the Watergate scandal could have been avoided if the president's office was not the all-powerful office that many critics say it has become, concluding that excessive secrecy and concentration of power in the presidency gave rise to that scandal. Senate investigators have drafted recommendations to reduce drastically that power as a safeguard against any recurrence of the Watergate scandal. United Press International has obtained a copy of the draft, which is to be submitted to the entire Senate by the end of May. A leak in a huge chemical storage tank has sent a dangerous blue acid mist floating over Chicago's far south side. Authorities tonight have closed a nearby expressway and are evacuating thousands of people in a threatened housing area where at least 16 persons were overcome by the fumes and taken to the hospital. Illinois EPA engineer Carl Franzen says the leaking chemical liquid turns to hydrochloric acid.
The liquid leaks out, but it has a vapor pressure, and when it gets airborne, it reacts with water and makes a cloud of hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid irritates tissue, it makes breathing difficult, too.
Authorities say that, in their words, a lot of people passed out at Washington Carver High School, which was one of the first collection points for the evacuation. The cloud is reported 12,000 feet high, 5 miles long, and a half mile wide. Illinois Governor Daniel Walker has activated 3 battalions of National Guardsmen to help in the evacuation and to prevent looting. The Mitchell Stans jury has finished 15 hours of deliberation in the conspiracy trial of two former Nixon cabinet members. Deliberations are to resume tomorrow morning. The jury interrupted its discussions 3 times today, returning to the courtroom to review the conspiracy case against former Nixon cabinet members Maurice Stans and John Mitchell. A federal judge has agreed to delay the perjury trial of California Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke until after the June 7th primary. But Reinecke, a gubernatorial candidate, told reporters tonight he still wants the trial held before the vote. His defense lawyers apparently got their signals mixed up in requesting the date change. Cleveland police have arrested a suspect in today's shooting death of a city policeman. Patrolman William Shapiro was shot while investigating a sniper report. The suspect reportedly matches the description of the gunman who spent most of today firing on passing cars on that city's east side. A former Minneapolis policeman has been named in a suit by the Minneapolis City Council. The city says William Mavity was granted a leave of absence to travel to England for 2 years in a Winston Churchill Fellowship program and was given full pay on the condition that he would return to the police department for at least 3 years when the Churchill program was over. Mavity says he did not return to the police department. He took a job instead with the Metropolitan Council. And he told us that the leave of absence, which was granted by Mayor Naftalin, was rescinded and then reinstated.
When Mayor Naftalin approved the request for paid leave and offered it to the Civil Service Commission, it was granted. Before I left, the new administration had taken office, and that paid leave was rescinded. I was in England for 2 months after having raised some extra money to supplement the grant before I learned that the paid leave had been reinstated. I had intended to remain when I did come back, but because of the atmosphere there, I felt it was I could do much more good for the city by taking the job with the council. I wasn't asked to stay on my return, and there was clearly opposition to my staying, and apparently some of that opposition still remains in City Hall.
Mavity announced Wednesday he is running as a Democrat for the office of Hennepin County Sheriff. Minnesota Congressman Bob Berglund and Bill Frenzel have joined 5 Midwestern colleagues in intervening in an application for an Arctic gas pipeline. They're joining 27 American and Canadian companies in the application for the pipeline, now being studied by the Federal Power Commission. The congressman said they are attempting to join in the application process because Congress is not included in the pipeline considerations. They say they will be able to help determine where the Alaskan gas goes in the Midwest if the FPC accepts their petition. Boy Scout troops usually have picturesque names as the Flying Eagles or the Bears, but Troop 61 of DeKalb County, Georgia, prefers to be known as the Bunny Patrol. The troop is called the Bunny Patrol not for the wild and free rabbits associated with the great outdoors, but for the Playboy bunnies. The boys, ranging from age 10 to 15, are receiving Playboy patches for some shapely bunnies at the Atlanta Playboy Club. They're the first Playboy troop in the country. Bill Bischel, WCCO-FM News.
What goes on at the den meetings?
What happened to cars and
Weeblows and all that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Rain showers continuing over the central and south-central areas of Minnesota in a 60-mile-wide band from south of Staples, which is near Brainerd, into north-central Iowa near Charles City, southwest of a line from near Brainerd to the Twin Cities to just northeast of Charles City, Iowa. Now, that is the general area that is currently seeing showers and thunder showers. And a line of thunderstorms has also developed during the past hour in a narrow band from near Appleton to just west of Fairmont. Gusty winds and heavy rain with a possibility of small hail exist in this band of thunderstorms for the next hour or so. The general area of precipitation is moving to the northeast at about 25 to 30 miles per hour, which means the Twin City vicinity should see rain activity sometime later tonight. And the entire WCCO-FM listening area will see rain activity over the next day or so. The forecast, considerable cloudiness the remainder of tonight, with a chance of showers or thundershowers by late in the night. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday and Saturday night. This is for both Rochester and the Twin Cities. The low tonight for Rochester, 60. For the Twin Cities, 58. High Saturday, 78 for the Twin Cities and near 80 for Rochester. Now, Rochester has a cloudy sky, 66 degrees. The Twin Cities report very light rain showers at some points. South wind at 15 miles per hour, 71 degrees from WCCO-FM.
On the scene with someone chanting to be free. This garden universe vibrates complete. Some we get a sound so sweet. Vibrations reach on up to become light. And then through gamma, out of sight.
Some of the Moody Blues fans there. That's from the album In Search of the Lost Chord. That's side two of that album. Tim Russell will be at the Northeast Tee and Arm Wrestling Championship tomorrow beginning at 1 p.m. Special six-page edition of the WCCO-FM listener's newsletter will be out the second week in May. And if you don't already have a subscription to the WCCO-FM listener's newsletter, it's free. Write us at WCCO-FM 215 South 11th Street, Twin Cities 55403. And another thing to catch up on here, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, a play based on the life of black playwright Lorraine Hansberry, opens at the Shoestring Playhouse on Friday, May 3rd at 8 p.m. The Shoestring Playhouse is at 2639 Thomas Avenue North, Minneapolis. There will be five additional performances of the play, all at 8 p.m. on May 4th, 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. Woody Herman has a new album called Thunderherd on the Fantasy label. The new Woody Herman album will be featured this coming Sunday night on Musicland's New Sounds and Music program with Bill Bishop from 10 to midnight on WCCO-FM. And it's specially priced next week at any of your Twin City Musicland stores and Musicland in St. Cloud. Woody Herman, Thunder Herd. Listen for Woody Herman's new album, Thunderherd, on the New Sounds of Music program this coming Sunday night from 10 to midnight on WCCO-FM. And look for it at your nearby Musicland store. Woody Herman, Thunderherd, Sunday night on the New Sounds of Music on WCCO-FM. And that album, of course, is called Thundering Herd, not Thunderherd, as incorrectly stated there. It's a good album. Listen for it. At least 16 persons were sent to hospitals on Chicago's South Side Friday after a cloud of potentially deadly fumes escaped from a ruptured chemical storage tank. Illinois National Guardsmen have been mobilized to aid in evacuation and to prevent looting. A door-to-door manhunt for the sniper who killed a Cleveland policeman Friday yielded a suspect during the evening, but police refused to identify that suspect. President Nixon is at his Camp David mountaintop retreat, reviewing transcripts of 36 subpoenaed tapes before they are handed over to the House Judiciary Committee next week. Assistant Attorney General Henry Peterson Friday urged Congress to permit controlled use of electronic surveillance. He said wiretaps are necessary to fight subversion and organized crime. Well, looking at the weather, rain is currently being felt in the Twin City vicinity, and a large area, the WCCO-FM listening area, has showers. As a matter of fact, at the last radar report, which was almost an hour ago, rain showers were over central and south-central Minnesota in a 60-mile-wide band from near Staples, near Charles City, Iowa. Also, a narrow band is from Appleton to west of Fairmont, and the edge of this line is now coming into the Twin City vicinity, and there's now rain showers in the Twin Cities. Looking at other points in the region tonight that do have showers, St. Cloud has light showers and 69 degrees. Mason City light showers, 62. Redwood Falls, cloudy. They have had rain there, 67 at Redwood Falls, and showers at Alexandria, 62 at the present time. And Eau Claire, cloudy and 70. Eau Claire will see thunderstorm activity later in the night and through the daytime Saturday. The forecast is much like the Twin City forecast. The whole region can expect a mild night, generally warm temperatures tomorrow, and then Sunday cooling a bit. Low tonight for Eau Claire, 55. For the Twin Cities, 58. Saturday's high, 74 for Eau Claire and 78 for the Twin Cities. With a chance of precipitation at 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. As we said, 70 at Eau Claire and cloudy. Very light rain showers in the Twin Cities and 71 degrees from WCCO-FM. Here's Elton John. It's from the album Magician's Hat, done by Bo Hansen. You might remember him. He did an album called Lord of the Rings at one time, too. It's 13 before 12 midnight at WCCO-FM, and very light rain showers in the Twin Cities, 71 degrees. Harry Chapin couldn't make it in today for an interview, but Paul Stagg was at the Chapin concert tonight at the Guthrie and was hoping to tape an interview with Harry Chapin, and we'll have that interview on next week if it worked out tonight. A special six-page issue of the WCCO-FM Listener's Newsletter will be out the second week in May. And if you aren't on our mailing list, write us, and we will be. Let's do that. Here's a word from Musicland.
Moonquake on the Fantasy label, available at specially reduced prices next week at any of the Twin City and St. Cloud Musicland stores.
It's my life.
Moonquake will be featured next Sunday night from 10 to midnight on Musicland's New Sounds and Music program with Bill Bischel.
Not talk it away. I got the whole night to tell you. Friendship to formula. Let's start off with a love. Let's start off with a love. Let's start off with a love.
Melissa Manchester from the album Home to Myself at 3 before midnight at WCCO. Ceylon Silver Moon. That's Boz Skaggs from the album Slow Dancer. Midnight, WCCO-FM, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the Midnight News, Bill Bischel.
Four Republican district conventions continue Saturday with the major business of endorsing candidates for the congressional elections this fall. Considerable interest is focused on the 2nd District, where Republicans must pick a candidate to succeed veteran Congressman Anchor Nelson, who is retiring. The convention meeting in Austin, Minnesota, is expected to endorse Secretary of State Arlen Erdahl or State Representative Tom Hagedorn of Truman. WCCO-FM newsman Mark Johnson will have complete coverage of that convention tomorrow from Austin. Incumbent Congressman Bill Frenzel will receive an automatic endorsement at the 3rd District Convention in Edina. The 5th District Convention is meeting in Minneapolis. 7th District Republicans are meeting in East Grand Forks. In DFL action yesterday, the 3rd District DFLers held their convention in Bloomington, 7th District DFLers meeting in Fergus Falls. In addition, the DFL party is holding public hearings on a public platform today in Rochester and Marshall. Officials of the Environmental Protection Agency say the Reserve Mining Company case is important enough to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Russell Train called the case an historic clash between economic interests and health and environmental values. Federal Judge Miles Lord's ruling that forced Reserve to shut down its taconite processing plant at Silver Bay has been overturned while the case is under appeal. Former Secretary of the Interior Stuart Udall spoke Friday night at St. Cloud State College. He had some harsh words for Reserve Mining Company.
I'm appalled to come back to Minnesota 5 years later
and find these companies have refused to make any compromises, that they're just fighting delaying actions. And it's very clear to me that this is one of the most cynical, irresponsible pieces of corporate leadership that we've ever seen in this country. I believe now that they made a decision back in 1967 or 68 that they were not going to spend a cent on environmental controls, and that they would hire lawyers and stall it, fight it in court, keep it open as long as they could, and when the court shut it down, they'd walk away.
Former Secretary of the Interior Stuart Udall speaking in St. Cloud Friday night. Another Environmental Protection Agency official has informed the Duluth City Council that Duluth's drinking water is unsafe for interstate use. The decertification means that Duluth's water cannot be used by commercial transportation services that cross state lines. Francis Mayo, a regional EPA director, told the City Council that the reserve mining trial showed that asbestos fibers in Duluth's water are hazardous to health. Duluth takes its water from Lake Superior. An Anoka County District Judge will rule Monday on a motion to move the trial of the man charged with kidnapping Mrs. Eunice Cronholm to Hennepin County. An attorney for 35-year-old James Johnson says pre-trial publicity has prejudiced the case in Anoka County. Johnson and Frederick Helberg are scheduled to appear in U.S. District Court in St. Paul Monday on federal kidnapping charges. Helberg pleaded guilty to the state charges. Mrs. Cronholm was kidnapped from her Lino Lakes home March 15th. Winona fire officials say they suspect arson in a fire that leveled two huge stacks of flax bales and burned for nearly 24 hours before dying out last night. About 40,000 flax bales owned by the Anchor Daniels or Archer Daniels Midland Company were destroyed. The loss was unofficially estimated at $900,000, although officials said the exact market value of the flax was subject to variables such as inflation and transportation costs. Minnesota Congressman Bill Frenzel and Bob Berglund have joined five Midwestern colleagues in an effort to make sure that gas from a proposed Alaskan pipeline ends up in the Midwest. The congressman petitioned the Federal Power Commission for permission to join 27 American and Canadian companies in an application for the pipeline. The congressman reasoned that this would involve them in the pipeline considerations since Congress does not have authority at this stage. Three federal judges will decide next week whether to continue a temporary ban on enforcement of Minnesota's new abortion law. The judges have temporarily prohibited enforcement of the 1974 law that limits abortions to the first half of pregnancies except to save the life or health of the woman. Doctors say that initial examinations of Senator Hubert Humphrey show no evidence that the Minnesota Democrat has a bladder tumor. Humphrey underwent treatments for the small tumor late last year. A huge chemical storage tank sprung a leak Friday, sending a 5-mile-long, half-mile-wide blue cloud of potentially deadly fumes 12,000 feet over Chicago's far south side. At least 16 persons were sent to the hospital after being overcome by the fumes. Police paddy wagons and city buses are being used to evacuate a residential section with a population of about 30,000 people. Three battalions of Illinois National Guardsmen were mobilized to aid in evacuations and to prevent looting. UPI reporter John Taylor, who evacuated his family from the affected neighborhood, says the fumes leave a burning sensation in the mouth when inhaled. And Vice President Gerald Ford told members of the Republican National Committee Friday that if Democrats win a large number of new seats in the House in November, big spending and wild liberal social programs may be rammed through Congress. Ford and other Republican leaders urged a strong effort by the GOP to prevent election of what they termed a veto-proof Democratic Congress this fall. Bill Bischel, WCCO-FM News.
Bill, there's rain and precipitation over the entire region tonight, so it looks like there's going to be a good chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight, so you better hook up that microphone.
Hook up the microphone?
Remember we were talking about that one time? These folks out here don't know what we're talking about, though, so we'll go on with the weather. Increasing
cloudiness. I didn't.
Increasing cloudiness tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms, and I do know what I'm talking about that way. Low tonight near 50, this is for St. Cloud, and Saturday near 74. The same forecast for the Twin Cities, showers and mild. Low the remainder of tonight, 58, Saturday's high 78 for the Twin City vicinity. Probability of measurable precipitation, 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. St. Cloud does report light showers in 69, and the Twin Cities have light showers in 65 from WCCO-FM. Poco. Nice tune from the new album called Poco 7. It's 1218 at WCCO-FM, and I'm Ken Mills. And let's see. The persecution and assassination of John Paul Marat, as performed by the inmates of the asylum of Sherrington under the direction of Marquis de Sade. It's the name of the play. It will be presented on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The weekend after this weekend at 8 p.m. by the Joint Theater Speech Department of the College of St. Catherine and the College of St. Thomas. General admission for the play to be held in the St. Catherine's Frey Studio is $2. That's at St. Kate's. Twin Cities have 65 degrees and light rain showers. Cut from Les McCann. Ladies of the Canyon. 1232 at WCCO-FM. And a couple things to tell you about here. Number one is that Tim Russell is going to be at the Northeast Tee and Arm Wrestling Championship at the Northeast State Bank Park beginning at 1 today. And that's today, Saturday. It's another first for WCCO-FM. We're going to be broadcasting live the highlights of the event, so listen for it. And there's a special six-page issue of the WCCO-FM Listener's Newsletter will be out in a couple of weeks. It includes the FM crossword puzzle, pictures of the entire staff, Captain Marsupial meets Niles Nimbus, and much more. So, look for that. And news headlines. More than 16,000 persons are being evacuated from the far south side of Chicago to escape potentially deadly fumes which are leaking from a chemical storage tank. One hospital reports treating up to 30 persons and admitting several. However, none are believed to be in serious condition. More than $19 million worth of art was stolen from the home of a Blessington, Ireland financier Friday by a gang of bandits led by a woman. The jury in the conspiracy trial of former Nixon cabinet members John Mitchell and Maurice Stans resumes its deliberation on Saturday. The panel deliberated all day Friday without reaching a verdict. A member of the National Farmers Organization says its members have been ordered to slaughter some of the cows in protest of low milk prices. Overnight, the Twin Cities can expect considerable cloudiness the remainder of tonight. Chance of showers and thundershowers by late tonight. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday and Saturday night. Chance of rain continuing on Saturday. Low the remainder of tonight, near 58. And high today, Saturday, 78. And as we say, the entire WCCO-FM listening area can expect showers. Probability of measurable precipitation, 50% the remainder of tonight, 70% on Saturday, and 60% Saturday night. Fair light rain shower, 62 at Rochester, and we're seeing a part of that 60% in the Twin Cities in the form of light rain showers and 65 degrees. In science today, a special report by Al Rossiter on what's ahead in man's exploration of space. The U.S. Space Agency soon must decide where it should go next in expanding its efforts to explore the planets and search for signs of other life in the solar system. In the past 4 months, American and Russian scientists have sent spacecraft to the four nearest planets, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Mercury. Next year, the space agency will launch two robots called Viking to land and search for life on Mars. A Pioneer spacecraft is scheduled to reach Jupiter next December and fly on to become the first probe to explore Saturn in 1979. NASA also plans to launch two larger Mariner television scouts in 1977 to examine Jupiter and Saturn, and in 1978, two spacecraft will be launched to orbit Venus and probe its dense atmosphere. But before the results of those missions are in, NASA has to decide where to place its priorities for missions in the 1980s. Mars has been held as the number one priority in the nation's planetary exploration scheme since 1965 because it chanced there it might harbor life. Space agency officials cannot wait until the two Vikings land on Mars in the summer of 1976 before deciding if there should be additional Viking missions and if Mars should continue to hold the priority. Dr. John Nagel, Deputy Associate NASA Administrator and head of the Space Science Projects, says, quote, 1 year before launch and 2 years before we land, we must face the question of whether there will be follow-ups on Vikings. In a sense, said Nagel, we find ourselves asking the same question we did almost a year ago, should Mars continue to have priority in planetary exploration? If so, on what scale? Nagel added that if we proceed with Viking, it may preclude other exciting planetary missions, among them considerations are flights past Jupiter to Uranus and flights into orbit around Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury as a result of the spectacular pictures returned by Mariner 10, the Mercury probe, in March. He said it's clear that if we find evidence of life on Mars, there will be tremendous interest in studying that life, and there will be no question that Mars will have the priority, but suppose we find no life on Mars, what then? Strange enough, says Nagel, I think mankind will still be tremendously interested in Mars for the same reasons we were 9 years ago. Mars is most like Earth and most likely to have life or be capable of supporting life.
Like endless rain into a paper cup. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
It's Beatles from Sgt. Pepper's. WCCO-FM with Ken Mills, epic recording artist John Hyatt, will be here this afternoon, Saturday afternoon at 5. Hyatt is a singer-songwriter who's appearing at the Hull Coffee House at the U this weekend. And spend your mornings with FM 103. We're here at 5:30 a.m. Song from Bob Dylan.
Guilty undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries. Thank you.
side of the bay, across the bay.
Seven Island Suites. Done by Gordon Lightfoot from WCCO-FM. Words to Live By, and before that, Mahavishnu Orchestra with a cut from the album Birds of Fire. And before that, Bob Dylan, I Want You. It's now exactly one. This is WCCO-FM from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Much of Chicago's far south side was covered by a cloud of noxious and potentially deadly fumes Friday after a leak developed in a huge chemical storage tank. Authorities began evacuating more than 16,000 persons, and Illinois Governor Daniel Walker mobilized three National Guard battalions to aid in evacuations and prevent looting. Later, at the urging of Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, Walker ordered two of the battalions released and said a military police battalion would remain available as a precaution. One hospital reports treating between 25 and 30 persons and admitting a few, but none is believed to be in serious condition. Most of those treated were coughing heavily, having difficulty in breathing, and complaining of irritated, dry throats. A toxicologist says the fumes, identified as silicon tetrachloride, could be fatal to children or persons with respiratory ailments. Portugal's new military junta has yet to say specifically what it intends to do about ending the long and costly wars against guerrillas in Lisbon's African colonies, often called Portugal's Vietnam. The wars were a major factor cited by the generals for the Thursday army coup. A Vermont official says the National Farmers Organization says its members across the nation have been ordered to begin slaughtering cows to protest low milk prices and rising dairy costs. He said some cows have already been slaughtered in New York, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. The jury in the conspiracy trial of former Nixon cabinet members John Mitchell and Maurice Stans resumes its deliberations Saturday morning. The panel retired Friday night without reaching a verdict, spending the day reviewing trial testimony and evidence. Overnight, WCCO-FM listening area in the Twin Cities can expect cloudiness with a chance of showers and thundershowers to continue through the day Saturday into Saturday night. Chance of rain on Sunday. Continued mild, though. Low the remainder of tonight, 58. The high today, Saturday, 78. Chance of measurable precipitation, 50% tonight, 70% Saturday, 60% Saturday night. Light rain showers in the Twin Cities, 65 degrees. Until 5:30 a.m., WCCO-FM now leaves the air. WCCO-FM is owned and operated by Midwest Radio and Television. We operate on a federally assigned frequency of 102.9 megacycles with a power of 100,000 watts. Our studios are located in the WCCO-FM building at 215 South 11th Street, downtown Minneapolis. Our transmitter is in Shoreview, Minnesota. Please join us again at 6 a.m.